The opioid crisis is hitting a new generation in the Ohio Valley, with thousands of babies born affected by drugs in the womb. Doctors call it neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS. Now researchers are looking for the long-term effects NAS has as children grow. As Aaron Payne reports, the research could help parents, schools, and communities meet a new challenge.
Sue Meeks has worked with children for years as a registered nurse. Several years ago, she started noticing children coming into the Family Navigator program she manages at Ohio University with certain distinctive behaviors.
Children that appear to be neurologically very overstimulated.
These 3 to 5-year-olds were not easily calmed. They did not respond typically to laughter or reading and showed developmental delays in language and motor skills. The common denominator, exposure to drugs in the womb. Neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS, has hit the Ohio Valley hard, with more than 16,000 babies affected over the past 5 years. West Virginia, for example, has one of the highest rates in the nation, with more than 5% of babies born diagnosed with NAS in just 2017. And Meek says experts aren't sure what will happen to these children as they get older.
It's a multi-pronged mystery that I'm not sure that we will ever totally solve.
Ohio University and Nationwide Children's Hospital operate an NAS clinic in Athens to research how often NAS causes long-term effects. And researchers hope to figure out the long-term effects as this generation of children enters the public school system.
Everybody knows that in the next 5 to 10 years, the school population is going to look very different.
Molly Sawyer has 20 years' experience as an educator from Montgomery County, Ohio. She is now a doctoral candidate researching long-term effects of NAS and best practices for educators to help affected students learn. Sawyer says the region's public schools might face a challenge.
We're still trying to figure out right now how are elementary-age students affected.
Sawyer is uniquely qualified to tackle this issue. She is also the parent of an adopted child exposed to opioids in the womb.
He was a great baby, but just was experiencing the world a little different as an infant and needed us to care for him and respond in a different way.
Sawyer says she draws on 6.5 years with her son and her studies to help the local school system understand these overstimulated students and what they can do.
More repetition, more time on task, more one-on-one with teachers.
Elsewhere, treatment and recovery programs work to help mother and child together. Project Hope in Huntington, West Virginia is a residential facility where mothers struggling with addiction can live with their children as they get help.
We're building healthy attachments. We're allowing mom to be there for those developmental milestones so she's not building more guilt from being disconnected.
That's Lynn O'Connell, Associate Director of Addiction Sciences for Marshall Health, which operates Project Hope. She says it's their goal to fill the gaps in care for mothers with substance use disorders. Evidence-based treatment, recovery programs, job training, housing, and parenting courses are just some of what Project Hope offers to mothers. But they also monitor children for developmental delays, and then teach mothers how to work with their babies.
Helping to strategize to meet those developmental goals, because we're not just focused on mom, but we're focused on mom as a parent.
Project Hope just opened its doors in December, and is steadily growing the number of families living in the 18-apartment complex. Researchers may not know how many children will experience the long-term effects of NAS or the challenges they will face, but O'Connell says people around the Ohio Valley are dedicated to helping them overcome those challenges.
What we want to do is set those kids up for the best success. Early intervention is key.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.